It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, an FDA panel has recommended a new genetic treatment for leukemia. We'll learn how it works and what it means for the larger fight against cancer.
First, the White House announced today that financier and major Republican donor Anthony Scaramucci will take over as the White House Communications Director. Scaramucci currently serves as a senior advisor to President Trump. The announcement today led to the resignation of current White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will step into Spicer's former role.
The news of the shakeup comes at a time when polls report low approval ratings for the president and an open investigation into the Trump campaign's ties to Russia. And Scaramucci's appointment has caused some strife in the White House.
Mike Wagner is an associate professor at UW-Madison's School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Mike, welcome back to Central Time.
It's my pleasure.
What is Anthony Scaramucci's background?
Well, he is a financier, a billionaire, a person who, by some reports, kind of ran a hedge fund of hedge funds for a time. He's also certainly played a big role in politics. He was actually a fundraiser for President Obama when he was Senator Obama in 2008, when he was first running for office, but then really started raising money in Republican circles shortly thereafter. He actually endorsed Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin for president in the early part of the Republican primaries, moved on to Governor Jeb Bush of Florida after Governor Walker dropped out of the race, and then to Donald Trump. He's most recently famous for getting a story about him and the Trump administration and potential or alleged ties to Russia retracted from CNN, which resulted in some reporters who worked for CNN no longer working there. And I think President Trump reportedly was enamored by that and shortly thereafter began talking to Mr. Scaramucci about the position in the White House.
And so he is a senior advisor to President Trump. What is his role? What kind of things is the president going to him for before this announcement?
Before this announcement, it's not quite clear what the precise role he played in the White House was, other than being an advisor that largely dealt with big picture financial matters and perhaps some communication matters. But now, as the communications director, he'll have more direct access, regular direct access to the president. He'll probably be a part if he does his position as predecessors historically have in shaping the broad message of the Trump White House, trying to find ways to communicate that message via the news media and other routes. He hinted strongly today, I think, that he is a fan of the way the president engages in communication, which often tries to bypass the traditional news media through outlets like Twitter and holding large rallies.
Well, and the president does, as you said, tend to bypass traditional routes of communication. What are the traditional background qualifications for communications directors, and does Scaramucci have any of those?
So usually communication directors have held a role similar to that on a smaller scale. Maybe for a U.S. senator or representative or a governor, or perhaps they worked as a communications director or press secretary on a presidential campaign. That's a traditional route to these kinds of jobs. So, for example, George Stephanopoulos was the communication director for Bill Clinton and served as the press secretary for the first 100-plus days of his term. Usually White House communication directors are people who played that same role on the campaign. They've had extensive experience in building relationships with the news media. Sometimes they come from media itself. Other times their experience is more in message crafting, message testing, and message dissemination throughout the public. He has less of those kinds of traditional qualifications than most White House communication directors have had.
And does this say something to you about what kinds of qualifications are valued by President Trump and his inner circle?
President Trump has hired a lot of people with very little experience in Washington, in top jobs, and he's hired a lot of people with very little experience in the areas in which they're working. And so many of them are wealthy. That's one thing many of them have in common. Many of them have strong ties to the financial sector, especially with respect to investing in banking. And so those are some areas that the people he hires seem to have in common across many important jobs. But he is not hiring people in the ways that modern presidents have traditionally hired them. You know, people who've worked up through that president's party, who've held other positions in government or have held similar positions outside of government, maybe in the industry that they might come to serve in the White House. Hasn't been the typical way that President Trump has gone about hiring most of its top staff.
We're talking with Mike Wagner right now. He's associate professor at UW-Madison's School of Journalism and Mass Communication. We're taking a look at the announcement that Anthony Scaramucci will be the new White House Communications Director and that White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has submitted his resignation. Now, Mike, Sean Spicer was brought into the White House by Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, despite reservations from President Trump and his inner circle. Do you think that Sean Spicer stepping down, this new role for Anthony Scaramucci, puts Reince Priebus on even shakier ground than he has seemed to be previously?
Well, it's hard to know for sure. The reporting that I have seen has been mostly speculative on this front, or maybe had one or two at the most sources, and you know, in almost all cases, the sources are anonymous. But they've all pointed to the possibility that Reince Priebus is on shaky ground in his job as chief of staff. Reportedly, Priebus did not want Mr. Scaramucci to get hired, although his public statement after the hiring was a full-throated support of the decision. Politico reported today that some people in the Trump administration think that Scaramucci will actually end up in the position that Priebus has today, which is chief of staff, but that's all speculation at this point, and I'm not sure that any speculation is more valuable than any other right now.
The daily press briefings that Sean Spicer did became kind of a joke when he was press secretary and was lampooned by Saturday Night Live, being portrayed by Melissa McCarthy. He eventually stopped having televised press briefings. Do you think these last few months reflect on Sean Spicer or more on the White House and how it chooses to communicate?
This White House has a very different orientation toward the press than other White Houses in the modern era have had. Virtually anybody who's the president and virtually everybody who works for the president in a communications capacity views the news media in some way as though they're in an adversarial relationship where there are things that the president and the White House want reported, there are ways they would like that to be reported, and the news media, of course, is under no obligation to do things in the way the president wants them done. And so there's always a tension between the president and the president's staff and the news media, especially the White House press corps. But with President Trump, that really has been a tension on steroids, with not having these televised briefings, with kicking some news organizations out of private briefings, with regularly calling out particular members of the news media from the president himself, talking about how they are fake news or terrible reporters or liars. These are not things that traditional White House news media do, and President Trump especially, and he has directed his staff on some occasions to do the same thing, have done things in ways that are more brusque, more direct, and also sometimes defending things that are plainly false, which we tend not to see as much of. Every presidential administration shades the truth in ways that favor their side, but what we've seen from the Trump administration is far more brazen than what we've seen from other modern presidents.
And what do we know about how Anthony Scaramucci might be shaping that messaging from the White House Communications Department based maybe on how he has been as a defender of President Trump and his policies on for instance, the national news shows?
Well, yeah, Scaramucci has a background in some ways, or a rise to power in some ways that's similar to another President Trump communications staff person, Kellyanne Conway. Both worked for other candidates or supported other candidates early in the campaign and said negative things about Trump. But once Conway came on board, she's been unflinchingly loyal to the president, and reportedly Scaramucci's loyalty is of a similar kind, and President Trump reportedly values loyalty to himself and prizes that. And so far it seems like he's going to have it, and we didn't get much of a sense of what things might be like in the few questions that he answered from the press corps on camera today. But the last question, I think, or maybe the second to last question that he answered, was about how he saw the job. And when he responded to the reporter, he was saying, "Look, everybody has a radio station and a movie, you know, production house and a music production house in their phone now. It's a different world than it used to be, which to me was a signal that we shouldn't expect a traditional relationship between the White House press office and the news media.
And we'll leave it there. Mike, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Mike Wagner is an associate professor at UW-Madison School of Journalism and Mass Communication. He joined us to talk about the White House press room shakeup.